Random House Audio presents Spiral by Paul McEwen. Read for you by Rob Shapiro. Pacific Ocean, March 1946. Liam Connor was sick to see it, standing on the deck of the USS North Dakota, binoculars trained on the sea. The truth was clear. The truth he saw in the binoculars, the four American sailors in the bright red lifeboat, all young and alive, none older than Connor himself. "Turn back," the commanding officer ordered through the megaphone. "You can't do this," screamed one of the Americans. "I have a son. I've never seen my son." He had his shirt off, waving it frantically back and forth, a fluttering white bird over the blue water. Two other men rowed. "Turn around! Now!" Warning shots spat out of the Orlikon 20mm deck cannons, the noise deafening, rapid-fire jackhammers a strafe line between the lifeboat and the USS North Dakota. The men vanished behind a wall of sea spray. The mist settled, the sea again quiet. The tall one jumped up and down, waving his damned white shirt, threatening to topple the small boat. "Stop firing," he shouted. "We are not sick." "He's lying," said the Army General Willoughby. Willoughby was a few feet away from Liam on the foredeck, watching through his own field glasses, his lips drawn back, teeth clenched. "See the way he moves? He's jumping out of his skin." On the bridge, the commanding officer of the North Dakota raised his megaphone. "Turn around. This is your last warning." Another spit of bullets from the guns.